Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's Golf Friday. Trust me. It's been a minute since we've been out like this on location. You know, we was in Charlotte, but no, we back at the SAS Championship, K-Mac.
Watching the sunrise. That's
what I'm talking about. What is Old Dog? Is Old Dog
30? Old Dog 30, baby.
Let's get it going, man. Sportside reaches K-Mac. We're back and ready to go. The SAS Championship over Prestonwood Country Club. We broadcast it live all day today. We're going to be getting in. It's going to be a lot of fun. You better sit back and relax. Let's go. Hey, I found the lottery. Where you at? Come see me. I told you, you and me. Yeah. Two, you know what to do. Cheesy. Remix.
Bum-ba-bum.
Bum-ba-bum.
KD.
Oh, man, this is cool. Yeah, written in stone.
Talk ladies to me. And gentlemen,
the weekend. Yeah, buddy.
I need him to do my Sports Shop intro. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Oh, whatever. You don't need that.
The Sports Shop.
I think you're just fine, K-Mac. But hey, man, it is so great to be back outside hanging out.
Yeah, buddy.
Shout out to the great and late great John Witherspoon, better known for saying things like that. Missed that guy, man. But hey, Mac, we out, man. I'm looking at the 10th hole right now. Looking 10th at fairway. That's number 10, right?
Got a little dew early this morning.
the dew sitting on the roses. I come to the garden.
What you know about that?
You know I know about that. I learned that in second grade.
What you know about
that? Sits on the roses. At the time I hear it. Something like that.
Boy, team. That's just like we sitting out here at Prestonwood Country
That's
Club.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
It's a SAS championship kicks off. Once again, man, it feels good. You know what it does, though? It reminds me of this one time. DC, you probably don't remember this one time we had a show out here.
Okay.
And
first of all, hey, when he don't reference me and reference you, it's coming.
Okay.
It's coming. Go ahead. Go ahead, K-Mac. Go ahead.
What
do
you mean?
I know you by now. Go ahead.
It just happened to be this one unfortunate newsworthy day. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that's right.
Yeah, I thought about that yesterday.
When all hell was breaking loose in Chapel Hill.
Oh.
With the, classes.
Oh, yeah. That.
And I made just a mere suggestion. Mm-hmm. Just shut the damn place down. Just shut it down.
Just a thought.
You know what I mean? Just shut it down. Close the doors. Put a lock on it.
Okay.
Pull a Joe Clark. Put a Joe Clark on it. Lock the doors.
I tell you, it's funny. He said that people hit me up. Who the hell is K-Mac to say that? Man, he has the whole care of people hot at me. For me, allow him to say that. I can't control what that man say. It's not
exactly.
My. It's not
this
my
ain't the damn Carolina Network. This is the Truth Network.
Well, some people really think it's the Alabama Network, for real.
Well, it is that. Because we are the truth.
There you go.
Because we are the truth.
We mad this week anyway. We're going to talk about it later.
We're going to whoop somebody's ass.
I got a headache. Come on.
That was yesterday.
Drink
that
some water.
That was funny. But anyway,
why'd you tell him to drink water? I said, because he's supposed to drink water.
That's right. It kind of, you know. Anyway,
it helps with volume.
There you go.
Drink more water.
So we are out here, man, getting it in. And again, if you didn't know that this is our SAS Championship, which is, you come and see some real golfers, K-Mac.
Yeah.
On a real course.
You do.
We played a course about a week ago. It's a real course.
Yep.
Trust me.
It's long as hell.
And I think they had a sense of humor because they wanted to play, get a feeling of what the real professors play from, like the tees, you know, from
I don't live my edge on the tips no
on
more.
On the tips, man. I'm like, they do this like every week? Like they This seems very hard to do.
And look, Mister, look, my normal burnout, I burn out at 12. You know what I mean? Well, I usually try to stretch it for 14.
Yeah, 14. I think it should be 14 holes long, man. But it's the course looks in good shape, K-Mac, and it's be a great place to visit this weekend. We're going to get you more information about that. But let's talk about a little bit about last night. Last night was phenomenal. I was going back, literally. I had football games going on. I was checking the hockey score, believe it or not. I was doing some baseball with the playoffs. And I was checking out the Lakers' last preseason game.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I'm trying to tell you. Hey.
Wait a minute, hold on. Are you back?
I'm back. I'm back. But you know what? Here's the thing. I'm back because I like Westbrook, you know. And I kind of feel LeBron looking a little old. So I'm kind of feeling, I'm going with the old guy.
LeBron
you know?
Is a lot old. LeBron is a lot old.
You're a smart guy.
LeBron is a lot old. You hear me?
So I had my remote was like worn out, man, because I was going back and forth trying to keep everything. But this one game, I almost, hashtag Reese is almost right last night with the Philadelphia Tampa Bay game. It didn't start off that way. Tampa NFL football on Thursday night was on and popping last night. Tampa Bay 28, Philadelphia 22. The Bucs moved to 5-1. Eagles fall to 2-4. I don't blame Jalen Hurts with this offense.
Horrible.
The doggone coach.
Horrible.
You don't throw the ball 100 times. If I know you're throwing the ball, then why in the hell am I going to pay attention to the running backs?
Which we didn't.
Until the second half, they did it.
Didn't think about it.
What was up with that, Mac?
And why are you trying to – two-man routes. With Ertz and
– I mean –
Devontae, I mean, I'm like, what are you doing?
A two-man route.
In the NFL?
And Todd Bowles, by the way, can coach defense. So if you give him a reason.
He was eating him alive.
Not even worried about it. He was killing him.
He was eating him alive. This is one of the second worst secondaries in the league.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
It made him. Man, it was just
well,
like.
If you know they're going to throw the ball, they'll be playing.
It was just like, man, they were just handing it to him. I said, what are you doing?
That made my man from Duke. Ross
Cockrell.
Like, I don't know, Deion Sanders almost. Yeah. I'm like, damn, what's going on?
They were feasting. They was having. And so, because at first I was mad at Smith. I said, look, now, I know you rook.
Right.
But you got to get separation,
I know.
Kid.
But then
I looked at it, I said, oh, wait a minute. This is so easy to defend him. This is ridiculous.
Because they knew they was throwing the ball every play. I bet you they threw the ball 9 out of 10 times. I think, Sanders, who was a pretty good running back, he didn't touch the ball but twice in the first half. They finally got the message that came out of the second half. They mean the Eagles, and they was running the ball, and they were scoring.
It was horrible, though. It was just horrible watching. And then they were talking about some of the throws. Jalen's got to really tighten that up. He's got to drop that in there. What? The man is under complete and total duress.
Hey, it's like hike, run for his life. That's what it was.
Snap the ball and run.
Right. And then when he had a chance to throw the ball in the pinpoint accuracy, that's when he's running the ball. They had to wait to see. Because if you find out the ball on defensive side, you got to worry about them running the ball. You got your ears pinned back. Man, that's easy for everybody.
They're going to have to fix that. Philly's going nowhere.
Yeah.
With that, what we watched last night, they're going nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
And the fans. Yeah, exactly right. So check this out. That's it for Tom Brady. By the way, Tom Brady was 34-42, passing 297 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Tom talked. Here's Tom throwing a 2 touchdown passes to O.J. Howard and Antonio Brown. O.J. Howard, shout out, Roll Tide. Let's go.
And Cam Brady, here's the snap, play action fake, bootleg, roll out. Brady looks back to the left, fires to the left. It is a caught ball. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. O.J. Howard with a touchdown catch, and somebody made a miscue because he was wide open. The 22. Here is the snap. Brady, play action fake, dropping, flushed out of the pocket. Looks toward you. Throws a ball. Caught ball at the 5. Antonio Brown. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. He made the catch, did a pirouette at the 5, and dove into the end zone. And the Bucs take the lead at 13-7.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. And by the way, you know, it's kind of cool. I mean, I'm a TB12 guy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
I mean, you're part of his fandom.
Yeah, no question about it. The firm is rocking with us as well, K-Mac. Pam Tosser-Smith, good morning, Pam. What's going on with you?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
It is Friday out here, Pam, and you know.
We rocking out.
It's a little chilly, though.
I mean, you got to come prepared, man. It's a little crisp fall, you know, in the air.
Just you want the sunset and you want it to be warm.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I'll take all of them.
Again, it was a pretty good game last night. I thought the Eagles would have an opportunity to come back and win, but it didn't happen. But let's hear from the two quarterbacks from the game last night. First, we'll hear from Tom Brady and then Jalen Hurts right after that.
A good win. You know, it's tough to win on the road. And obviously, we didn't play our best, so we got to get back to work. We got a good little break here, use it, and then get back to work, see if we can get better.
Then, of course, Jalen Hurts spoke after the loss, which I thought he played a better second half, but first half was ridiculous. Let's take a listen.
I don't want to make excuses for anything. I know I hold myself to a high standard of play, and I'm trying to go out there and play at a high level for the guys around me. We all do that. We all have that mentality. And going out there and trying to play together and have each other's backs, you know, and you look at, you know, this game and this past game we played in, we started off slow. And this whole year, you know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot, and we believe, and I have unwavering faith in the guys on this football team and everybody in this building that we have everything we need here. And it's just a matter of us putting that together.
Okay.
So they got a few veterans on that team. Players been around for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
They know more than that damn coach, so they need to take the reins themselves. But I'm just saying,
he is a rookie coach, K-Bag. Give him a break.
Damn, he don't need to play like a rookie. See what I'm saying?
He hard on it.
I mean, like, K-Mac is right though. I mean, Fletcher Cox, those guys who are just good people. I mean, just a veteran, been there for a long time. He knows the rights and the wrongs.
Yeah,
and he should talk to the coach, head coach. I can't remember head coach's name.
Don't even matter.
Nick Sirianni.
Sirianni. Okay.
They're not gonna rook us.
They did last night.
They sure did. But anyway, it was promising in a way where, if I was an Eagles fan, I wouldn't be too devastated because once they figure out that they can run the ball,
right?
It's hard to run the ball against Pat Town Bay, by the way, with Sue up there and Pierre Paul and all those guys. Man, they got a good defense. Linebackers pretty strong. But you know,
she made them look great last night.
We throw the ball every 5 minutes. You know what I mean, every play. That's just not. That's really not a good look. So Pam, what team are you putting for? Who's your NFL team this weekend? I mean, you switch up a lot. Who is it?
I do switch up. Last night I was pulling for Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Tampa Bay fan last night?
I was, yeah, absolutely. But I wanted to see Jalen do better yesterday because he was just really bold. I don't know if one of the clips that we played or something we were talking about yesterday we saw where he said – I guess he was being asked about Tom Brady. He basically was like he didn't care who was coming in to play. You know, he was going to be ready. But
Are you talking about that?
No, he was talking too much. Yeah.
He better start respecting people.
Exactly. I mean, he was ready.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah,
he was ready.
Offensive line wasn't ready.
At all. He should have gave him
that part, right?
He passed that along. He should have said, we ready. You can't say we ready, you ain't ready.
You ain't ready.
You can't say we ready.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So we got the NFL coming up on Sunday, man, and we got Minnesota coming to Carolina.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. 1 o'clock p.m.
We need a win.
Who's we?
You got a couple of we's.
Who's we?
The Panthers. That's
okay.
My team.
Sam Donald and the Panthers.
Right.
What did I tell you, though? Yeah. Huh? What did I tell you?
Ain't nothing there.
I've been hanging around with Reese.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't be trying to throw shade at me.
No, Pam.
Stay on topic, Pam.
You're 14 short. Trying to be like Reese. You got to get at least another 14 if you want to be like Reese. You got to have a whole division.
I'm thinking about changing over, though, because Tom Brady, I'm just really loving him right now.
Think it's time for a change? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he's going to be around a long time. Did you hear what he said? shocking news of how long he may play.
Who, Tom?
What did he say?
To at least he's 50.
I missed it. What did he say, Tom?
Until he's 55.
Oh, no. Hell
he
no.
thinks he could play until he's 55 without issue. Key word.
Right. He won. Tom Brady's one bliss package away from saying I'm done. If somebody's going to get it right, you're like, man, the hell with this.
Look,
I ain't got to do this no more.
Hey, look. You know, I used to always laugh. People used to say, man, look, he walk old. I used to say myself.
That's true. That's my uncle, man. You walk old.
I said, what the hell is that? I looked at Tom Brady last night. We jogged out after one of them timeouts. I said, you jog old.
Wow.
So you look like you old.
Well, as I mentioned, Minnesota's at Carolina. That game's at 1 o'clock. You can hear it on 99.9 The Fan. And watch it on Fox 50. So let's hear from Panthers head coach, the Right Reverend Matt Rhule, who says that his running back, Christian. Okay. Well, this is what Matt Rhule said. He's telling the Right Reverend Matt Rhule says about the good Christian McCaffrey is about 50-50 to play on Sunday and will be a game-time decision. Why won't they just hold him out, man, one more week? You know what I'm saying? It makes no sense to me.
Because they don't want to lose another game.
We need to win.
There go that we again.
We?
Okay.
We?
Okay.
We? We? That's your we fan.
So let's get into it. So I'm trying to see. Seattle, is that Pittsburgh on Monday night? Or the other way around?
Sunday night.
Sunday night. Okay. Dallas, New England, now, Pam. Is that part of your Wii team too?
Yes,
yeah, absolutely, and it's Cowboys all the way.
See, now, did you notice how much more convincing that was?
Yeah,
than the Wii team,
right?
See what I'm saying?
Okay, Matt, you guys got Kansas City.
Oh, we win.
J-Dub told me it's got like chicken soup. We're watching. You know how you get sick and you get well?
Yeah.
Kansas City didn't get well. That's why you're playing Washington this weekend. So Washington's chicken soup.
Oh, no. Huh? We're not chicken soup. They chicken soup. For us.
Yeah.
The Raiders paid
Denver. I don't know what the hell's going
on. Say the Chiefs on that one. I heard you.
In other matchups, you got Miami, Jacksonville. Nobody's watching that game.
That's Green Bay. London.
You notice they put the sour teams in London?
You know what?
So nobody's going
to
watch you?
If I was one of the British, I said, what the hell are you bringing this to me for?
Crikey.
You know what I mean? It's like you come, look, it's like going to.
Give us
to,
scraps.
Yeah, right. It's like you go somewhere, you say, you know what, show me the finest of what you got. You say, hey, look, here's what we got. You're like, spam? That's it? That's what. Shout out to the people that love spam. You know, do what you do, but hey, it ain't me.
I mean, like, really? What? Spam? Spam.
Does anybody know what it is?
Spam, you know what spam is, don't you?
Absolutely. I'm from B.C.
She's from the creek, baby.
Watch this.
Bear Creek.
Watch this. D.C. know what spam is? Hold up. We got Dennis Scott over here, by the way, just to show. I forgot to mention that.
I do know what spam is. Yes.
Okay.
Have you tried spam with a nice glass of ice cold milk?
No. God, no.
Absolutely not.
Michael, do you know what spam is? I'm curious.
Yes, I do. They even have a play named after it, a musical, Spam-A-Lot.
I just wouldn't know.
What? I've seen it. Monty Python.
There it is right there.
I have no comment.
How you come out for that, man?
I have no comment. Good job, Michael.
Other games quickly. Cincinnati's at Detroit. Houston at Indianapolis. Okay. The Rams at the Giants. Yeah.
Green Bay, Chicago.
Green Bay, Chicago may be a good game since they beat my Raiders, the Bears. I'm not sure what's going on with my Raiders, so... It's a toss-up. I have no idea what's going on with that. Oh, by the way, we got people kind of cleaning up around here, so you may hear some noise in the background. Yeah. So we apologize for that.
Yeah, the ground, look, I know they're probably trying to figure this out just so people know. It is the groundskeepers, but it's not the normal groundskeepers that's at the Reese Estate. These are the ones that are at the country club right now. So These are different grounds.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for clarifying
that.
Yeah. But I thought they did look familiar, but then, you know. That's weird.
It's a recent state.
But no, I'm looking forward to seeing some of the top NFL games. I think, like I said, with John Gruden and the whole ridiculous situation in Vegas, I'm curious to see whether or not they're going to play well. But watch, you're going to see some players You know when there's a coaching change, it happened to me around college. When there's a coaching change, you're going to see some players you never heard of before.
Right.
That the coach didn't like.
Right.
That's going to be balling out on right. Sunday. You're like, where'd that dude come from? Like, he happens all the time. On any team.
He's probably going to be the quarterback.
No, Derek Carr's fine. No.
What? Derek Carr may play a game of his life.
Let me ask you. Okay, I got you.
He may play a game of his life.
Yes, you're right. Because, you know, even though you say I love John Gruden and all that, they used to go, John Gruden, even last year, a couple years ago, he's like, well, I'm not sure this guy's going to make it in the NFL.
And he said, like, after a game, right after the game. I'm like, what?
Yeah. That's a very good point. So, anyway. But, you know, regardless what happens, my Raiders going to walk in with three things on their mind.
Okay.
The Pepsi Zero Sugar is one of them. Mountain Dew Zero Sugar is the other one. And the official sports apparel of the Sports Shop on the Armor. So keep it right and keep them tight all night.
Get it right, get it tight. Call it Pop Bubba Sparks, Yin Yang Twins.
We?
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Uncle Phil.
Absolutely. May he rest in peace.
Yeah.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Geo Trios 800.
North Carolina's research triangle consists of three university cities, Durham, Chapel Hill, and this home of North Carolina State. What's Raleigh, Jonathan?
What's Raleigh?
Raleigh.
She been hanging out with, what's my man's name?
What's Raleigh?
Michael Rappaport.
Michael Rappaport, yeah. Raleigh.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh.
What is it?
Raleigh.
No, it's Raleigh. You're going to offend the people that you're asking to come see your show.
Okay. Raleigh, North.
Raleigh.
Struggle was real.
Oh, man.
Raleigh.
What's Raleigh, Jonathan?
Nobody on Jeopardy could answer Raleigh.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back to the Sports Show. We're getting it in literally out here in Cary.
Cary. Where you live, in Cary?
We are here in Cary, North Carolina, at Prestonwood Country Club. Very happy to be back at the SAS Championship. D.R. Reese, K-Mac, D.C. producing the show locally. Pam Thompson Smith rocking with us as well. And,
Raleigh.
Of course, Michael Shelton back in the studio. We got the Prestonwood Country Club, SAS Championship, K-Mac, and hey, they got a total purse of $2 million. I need to get my game together.
Man, look, I went straight to the car and got my club. so that $2 million, I said, I, first thing I did, I went to the, look, what do you win for dead ass land? I said, let me find out.
You
get a couple dollars.
Yes, of course, this is the North Carolina for the Wild Card Weekend at Prestonwood. The 21st annual SAS Championship. This week's going to be 83-man roster includes a 2020 SAS champion, World Golf Hall of Famer, Ernie Els. What they call him? Big E or Easy E? What they call him? I can't remember.
Big E.
He's out here. Man, the names, some of the people. If you're a golf fan, you would be very happy to come out here and be excited to see some of the older guys. That's why the SAS Championship. Yeah. Some older Bernard Langer is out here, Carter Montgomery. I heard that was what's DC? Who's the guy you said is out here as well?
John Daly.
Yeah, last time I saw him, he was on the putting green. He had a Budweiser in one hand and a cigarette in the other.
Putting one handed?
So. Yeah, putting one handed. Yeah.
So I told somebody one day, I saw John Daly make a putt. He made a putt holding a Bloody Mary, a cigarette, in his club. Somebody asked him one day, why you hold all of those? I said, trust me, it was a feat. It was a sight to see. I was like, how you do that? I said, how you do that?
So, definitely, that's actually seven members of the World Golf Hall of Fame. So, it's going on all weekend. If you haven't had an opportunity to get over here. Quick lineup. Friday starts off. It's going to be broadcasted live on the Golf Channel, by the way, if you want to check it out. Friday from 2 to 5. Broadcasting live Saturday 2:35 p.m. and Sunday 2:35 p.m. broadcasting live on the Golf Channel. So, right here from Prestonwood Country Club. Right now, let's pivot real quickly because, you know, we announced that we had a partnership with these guys' organization that we're so excited about. It's the Raleigh Firebirds, and today we got Rauchy joining, the CEO and owner of the Raleigh Firebirds. Okay, Matt, Ray Harris on the line, but we got royalty. The guy's an Emmy Award winner. He shot a jump shot or a pass. We're still trying to figure out. For the Woodpeck.
He just threw it.
Back in 1983. A great friend of the show, a great friend to K-Mac and I as well. We got Wade Harris and Derek Wittenberry. What's up, people? How y'all doing, man?
Good morning.
What's going on, everybody?
What's going on, D-Wit?
How you doing, Pam? Why you got to deal with them two guys? Pam, I feel so sorry for you. I mean, it's incredible what you got to deal with all the time.
Man, they keep me on my toes.
I don't know why the Firebirds are not called the Wittenbergs, you know?
Nice.
I can tell you. Because they actually make shots.
Well, but hey, Derek, that's a good question. We're going to bring in Wade Harris right now. Maybe you can answer. Wade, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good morning. Hey, Wade.
We always decided to talk to you about. So what we got going on today, man? I know you got a lot of announcements and some things you want to update us on with the Firebirds.
Yes, sir. Well, happy to be on and glad that Mr. Wittenberg could join us today. Superstar from NC State Wolfpack. But this week, the Firebirds had great meetings with McDonald's Corporation, with Ms. Kaylee Gunter, with the Gunter Enterprise. And our values align. She sees a lot of value in what we can bring to the community. So we're going to begin working together very soon, as well as had a great meeting with the mayor of Knightdale, Ms. Jessica Day, young African-American lady who's doing a fantastic job out there running and leading the city of Knightdale. We'll be participating this weekend. We are hosting our very own free community health fair over at our facility. So, we got a lot going on still this weekend, and that'll continue to happen as we get ready for our season in March of 2022.
That's great stuff. We're talking to Wade Harris, the Rotter Firebirds, and the great Derek Wittenberry. So, bring Derek in, if you will, Wade, and explain to people why he's rocking with us this morning.
Well, yes, sir. 3.5 years ago when we came up with the idea of bringing this team to the Raleigh area, really the first person I reached out to was Derek Wittenberg, because I know he had a wealth of knowledge and to be able to share and help educate me a little bit about sports in the way of entertainment. And so, he was very helpful. He was a part of our steering committee to bring this team to Raleigh, and I really was very appreciative for him to do that. Without some of the advice and knowledge that he shared with us at that time, we probably would not have been able to secure the license to bring the team here. We're moving our season a little bit further into the year, and that was one of his great recommendations, was that we not start the season in January, but try to start after all the basketball was over. So we're getting there. We started in January the first year, February the next year. So, now we're playing March, so hopefully we'll get to around April, where he thinks is the sweet spot for us to be able to, be the only game in town at that time.
We're talking to Wade Harris and Derek Wittenberg. Let's bring in Derek again. Derek, of course, we know you, so we joke with you a lot of times, but we, on a serious tip, you've been an ambassador for basketball. You've been an ambassador for the community. And first of all, congratulations. You just received the honor up in D.C. Talk about that so we can I want to let people know about this big honor you just received up there.
Yeah, well, last weekend on my birthday, October 2nd, on Saturday, Sydney and I was inducted to the Washington, D.C. Basketball Hall of Fame, along with the late John Thompson, Jr. And Rational Country Club. What a nice event. Had my whole family there. Just a wonderful honor. And it was good to see my old teammate. Sydney and I are the only two teammates that's won a national championship in high school and won a national championship in college. So it was always good to see him and his family, and just a wonderful honor. But had a great time, and it's always great to share moments like that with your family. And I had all my aunts and uncles and brothers there, so it was pretty neat. But with the Firebirds, I just think community is being present and being involved, and it's good to have, we don't have but hockey, one professional sport in the Raleigh Triangle area, and it's nice to have an alternative for our fans and for people in the community to have some good quality basketball. I mean, they get to see ACC basketball, NBA basketball is in Charlotte, but it's nice to have access to the quality basketball in our community. And I'm glad that they're there, and I hope they're there to stay for a long time, because the Firebirds is exciting kids that's getting the opportunity to play basketball. But more importantly, you know, they're doing some great work in the community.
Right.
You know, by having a health fair, those things are important as well. So we're happy to have them. We want to support them. We want them to stay around for a long time. And I love the work that they're doing, and we're going to continue to support them.
That's unbelievable. Wade, you got to be happy about that. I think Pam wanted to ask Wade a question.
I do. Wade, I want to talk to you. That's a good caveat when you talk about community. I know that you do a whole lot in the community, and it's very important. So I want you to kind of expound on what that means beyond the court. Like, why is it so important, your vision of making sure that you collaborate with different community partners and people like Derek Whitberg?
Well, you know, I think that it is important. Raleigh is a basketball-loving community. You know, we have a lot of talent in our community in the way of basketball, but we also have a lot of talented youth in our community that, you know, sometimes go unnoticed and, you know, don't get an opportunity to participate in certain activities and events. We believe having a professional men's basketball team here gives them a chance to get out and see some pro basketball, but it also, in the way of like our STEM education program, it gives them a chance to be engaged with partners that we have in the community that ordinarily they may not ever meet those people. And we're getting companies that are willing to support young people from Zebulon, North Carolina, and Wendell, and out in Wake Forest, North Carolina. And we're really working hard to support the entire Wake County municipalities. And there's 12 municipalities in Wake County. And we think that there's a lot of kids out there that really need support, and a lot of families that need support, single moms and grandparents that are raising kids. And we just want to be there for them. We want to inspire them to be great. You know, that's our new tag, is inspiring others to greatness.
Right.
And I think that everything that we do, we want to make sure that at the end of it, that someone was inspired to do something great.
Well, great work.
Good work. Well, hey, Wade, you good looking, getting Derek involved. You couldn't find a better person to be an ambassador for your program. Hey, Wade, tell people how they could continue to follow you guys and support. How can they reach you guys?
Well, they can reach us on our website, RaleighFirebirds.net, or they can send me an email at RaleighFirebirds@gmail.com. The cell phone number that you can text is 919-830-0305, and then we're on Instagram at RaleighFirebirds.
All right, man. Two great guys. Hey, D-Witt and Wade, we appreciate you guys joining us this morning, man.
Yeah.
Keep on doing what you guys are doing.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
We love,
awesome weekend.
We love the work that you guys do as well on Sports Shop. You guys are the best, man. You support everybody, and we don't go, it doesn't go unnoticed. We appreciate you, K-Mac, Reese, and especially you, Pam. God bless you.
Hey, Derek, I'm a Libra too, so Libras rock. Happy late.
Happy belated
birthday.
Okay. Guys, have a great weekend, guys. Take care. We'll see you.
All right.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Each and every week, we try to keep the party going as it relates to sports betting, trying to educate and somewhat highlight some things, so we can understand what's coming, because it's coming. It's coming to North Carolina. You see it already all over the place. So we have a little bit that we do called Always Bet on Black. Tee it up, Cheesy. Let's go.
Show me the money.
Wow. Always Bet on Black. And we got one of our correspondents. He didn't do so well last week, but we'll talk about that. We got Ian Parks calling in. Ian, what's good, man? How you doing?
Happy Friday, Sports Shop. How y'all doing?
We're doing good, man.
Hey,
so
happy Friday.
So what's going on, man? What happened last week?
All right, so we're going to recap last week. We started out 0-1. For those who weren't listening, last week pick was the under on the Houston and New England game. And I would like to know, did anybody see Houston scoring 22 points on Bill Belichick?
No.
Absolutely.
No.
Did you see the game before?
No.
Did you see the game before?
No, I didn't see that.
No, of course K-Mac did.
Yeah.
Of course I did.
So that was a shocker. But I got a new hot pick for the week, though.
Uh-oh. Hot pick for what we got, man? Give it to
us. Hot as in hot mess or just hot?
This is a hot pick for the week. I promise you we'll be 1-1 next week.
Uh-oh, okay. Well, all right. Put it down. Put it down. We got.
You taking guarantees.
Put it down. I know. What we got, Ian?
All right, K-Mac, I don't think you're going to be happy with this, but the hot pick for the week is Kansas City versus Washington, and I would take Kansas City.
Oh.
That's right. What I said earlier. That's right. Good pick.
You sure did.
Well, all I see is hate. I don't see nothing. This is hate.
For our
we playing?
Yeah, so why is that? Why should we take Kansas City? Because they haven't been playing that well, to be honest.
They haven't, but I have a rule. I have many rules, but I have a big rule.
What's that?
Always take the team who was embarrassed on a standalone football game the following week.
Okay. Okay.
Well, why in the hell won't you take us? And we at all. Hell, that's always a given. Then we get embarrassed every week.
Yeah, I wasn't on a standalone game, though. And what I mean by that standalone game, I'm talking about like that Thursday, that Sunday night, or that Monday night game. If it's a good playoff team and they got embarrassed the week before, always take them the following week.
Okay.
Well, I got another damn rule.
What's your rule?
I tell you what. Always take my Washington football team, especially when they return the jersey of the great Sean Taylor.
That's a good look,
Sunday.
Though. That is a good look.
So you know
look,
what?
Though.
The emotions will be in the building. The fans will be behind us.
Wait a minute, K-Mac. The fans. The fans ain't on the field, though.
But the energy of that 12th man comes in.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? You don't – What you shaking your head for, DC? What the hell you shaking your head for?
I've been to Landover. They can't fill half.
What do you mean, Landover?
they used to.
Yeah, when Steeler fans.
You know what? And Cowboys fans, too, by the way. Got a friend of mine. He just asked me, hey, man, you going to come to the Cowboys game? No. No, I'm not coming to the Cowboys game with you. I'm not doing
okay,
it.
Okay, so, Ian, so what's the line on that game, by the way?
The line started out at -6.5 for Kansas City, but it has now dropped to -6 for Kansas City still.
Keep on tightening it on up, baby. Tighten it on up.
Let's go, Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm going in.
Give me a score there, Ian, since you know so damn much.
I'll go.
Give me a score there since you know so damn much.
You want a score? All right, I give you a score. The score is going to be 30-23, Kansas City.
Oh, you going to disrespect my defense like that?
Get back. He should. Have you seen your defense this year? I mean, tell me why I'm wrong, DC. Tell me why I'm wrong.
What Buffalo dropped? 45? Buffalo still scored.
But if they just did.
And they scored again. Touchdown, Josh Allen.
They just scored. Wow. Scored what they gave up to the team the next week.
I know.
Hey, man,
man,
you can have some of these. We ain't going to use them all. You know how you leave somewhere, you got drink tickets left? You say, hey, you can have some of my drink tickets. I'm not going to use them all.
Okay, Ian. Well, man, we're going to hold you to that, man. Thank you for sharing with us.
Just a hater, Ian.
And by the way, we say the favorite, the line is 6 points. It's 6 points. That means that Kansas City is favorite going to the game. Just in case people listen so they understand what that means. Hey, my friend, this is a lot of fun, man. Appreciate you, man. Have a good weekend.
All right, you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Why y'all put that man up to that?
That's good stuff there, man.
Why y'all put that man up to that?
Y'all
put that man. All the damn games he can pick, he's going to pick mine.
No, I know it. I said, Ian, you got your pick yet? He's testing me. Yeah, K-Mac would like this one.
See what I'm saying?
I didn't try to do it, K-Mac. Okay. No, he did that on his own.
See, it would have been more informative to pick the Las Vegas homeless team, pick you guys, because now you don't have a coach. And you just got moved this year.
I know. We got problems.
See what I'm saying?
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Man, we're going to have some fun. We got college basketball we're going to talk about just real quickly. College basketball Midnight Madness.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
NC State held their event last night at Reynolds Coliseum. UNC's will be tonight, actually.
Yeah, and
Duke. Tonight.
And Duke. Yeah. Tonight, huh? You going over there, Pam? You going to hang out with Chapel Hill?
Not tonight.
Not tonight? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you, Reese? You going to hang out?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah? Yeah.
Probably not, though.
Yeah. I'm feeling more like a turkey leg. Like going to the fair.
Okay. Matter of fact, last night I got caught up in all that traffic, man.
Yeah.
I was trying to go to frat meet and all this stuff. I forgot. I made a right-hand turn. It looked like downtown New York. I was like, what the hell?
there. You made the right hand turn, all right.
I was there literally for an hour trying to get off Edwards Mills Road.
And Duke hosts Countdown to Craziness for Coach K's season.
Next season.
Yeah.
You can't say final.
It's not the final. It's not the last. What word can we use? Matter of fact, we need anybody, a friend of the show, to give us a word we can use.
Can we say farewell? No, I can't say farewell.
So Coach don't want us to say last, do we?
Can't say last.
Can't say final. Coach
can't say final. Can't say farewell tour.
Uh-huh. I need words, people. Come on now. Yeah. Come on, you smart people. What the hell? All this damn
education.
Come on, Pat,
you went to Carolina.
Yeah. But that explains it.
Whoa.
Hey.
Wait a minute now. Hey, Mac, you are going too far today.
I know. I'll pay a couple two issues over there, and I was in grad school. You better stop playing.
Well, I sound like it because I'm paying now. So. I don't know what the hell I'm thinking. I said I tried out. See if it worked for y'all. That's what it for me.
We should ask him. Why won't he say this last season?
We can talk about it.
Is anything?
So we can talk about it.
It's marketing.
I think Mike Bray told us, is he going to the NBA? Mike Bray was like,
I'll start the rumor right now.
That's what he said.
He's going to the NBA.
Mike Bray, head coach of Notre Dame. Good friend of coach.
I'm not upset at the situation, though, but I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. I see it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But Countdown to Craziness, be kicking up.
Oh, Leave the Door Open. That's a song, right?
Leave the Door Open.
Yeah, it is a song.
That's Bruno Mars.
Silk Sonic.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. That's right.
Leave the Door Open, huh? Don't they have a new song out? Silk Sonic, yeah. You're pretty good now, Reese, because, you weren't feeling Bruno Mars at first.
No, I just miss.
They all right now?
I had a bad day that day where I said I didn't think they was that good. Or I thought they was overrated.
That's what you call it.
I mean, sometimes you just tell the truth. I just had a bad day.
Reese said I had a moment.
I messed up.
Reese is a Harry Styles fan. Reese is a Harry Styles.
Yeah, okay, CZ. Okay.
He said I had a moment.
I love how you'll just admit that, Reese.
I mean, sometimes you just got to come clean.
What? Well, if you drink water, hell, you want that problem.
All right, move it right along. You got DC over the last.
Something wrong with y'all. Oh, man. NC State 23 ranked, 4-1 team is taking on Boston College Saturday.
Wow.
You can hit that game on Mix 101.5. NC State should win this game.
I'm calling an upset.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Please. Hold on.
Ooh. Put Coach it down. Dorn,
hold on. Let's listen to Coach Dave Dorn first before you immediately just count him out.
This
starts a tough stretch for us schedule-wise to have four out of the next five on the road and playing at night, getting home at 4 a.m. like we're going to on these night games. You know, we're going to have to be really diligent with our time here, and be smart as players and coaches and make sure that we rest when we can rest and recover when we can recover. And we got to be at our best. You know, when you go on the road, you've got to play, obviously, not only against the team you're playing, but sometimes against their fan base and you've got to do a great job of being focused and executing. And there's a lot of things that win football games on the road. Turnover margin is critical, and being great on special teams to set up our offense and defense.
I'm kind of upset.
Hold on. So what do we – I don't understand, Coach. That mean we going to win or not?
Didn't we do this before, Dennis?
What did you say?
Didn't we do this before, Dennis? Coach speak.
Oh yes, Coach speak. Yes.
Can you interpret for me, Dennis?
What he said, Dennis?
Can you, Dennis, can you interpret?
Oh, interpret Coach speak.
No. What the hell he just said?
Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly. Oh,
it starts up top.
Because I don't know what did he just say?
Basically what he's saying, K-Mac, is, sometimes you're going to face some tough circumstances, and you got to make sure that you're ready to adapt and you're able to adapt. And that's all comes down to your preparation for those potential situations.
Ooh, that was good.
That was but Coach Speak with Coach Speak.
That's consultant speak.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is.
You get paid for that, man.
You
get paid well for that.
That's a good one right there. It's like, are you saying, is that pro or con? Is that for or against? Which one is it?
Yes.
Yeah, that one. It's that part.
Yes. It depends on how you view it, K-Mac.
Well, that's true, too. Also, we got a big game coming up. I just want to talk to Pam just a moment. You know, Pam, you know, you don't join us all the time, but I just would, you know, since you're here, see if I can get your input on the Saturday game at 3:30 p.m. The Tar Heels will be facing Miami. Miami will be coming into Chapel Hill. So is there anything I should take away or look forward to for this game? Well, the Tar Heels, who are, by the way, they're 3-3. This game will put them under 500.
If nobody asked you all that,
I mean, I just thought I'd just highlight that part, you know. And then in the event that they lose this game, you know, they'd be under 500. This team that was, I think they were poised to win the ACC tournament, I think. I mean, the ACC championship. But, you know, that's just
that
me.
All that shade. Is it
I was just, that's called a setup. I'm just setting it up for you, Pam. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So go ahead, Pam. Anything we should look forward to from this game?
I mean, I think it's going to be a great game. I think we can go back to the prior segment, you know, where we were taught on how to bet and what the odds are when they're coming in off a loss. So
always bet on Mac.
Always bet on Mac. But, yeah, I mean, you know I'm going for the Tar Heels. But that's against one of the rules for betting is not to bet on your favorite team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's one of the top rules for successful betting. Do not always bet on your favorite team.
Did you hear that, K-Mac?
Oh, yeah?
Exactly.
So don't bet on your team.
Right.
So you're betting with emotion or not.
Well, if your team's favorite and it makes sense to bet on you bet on your damn team. What's the problem with that?
Sometimes it's going to make sense. And Saturday for me, K-Mac, it makes sense.
I mean,
it does?
Then I pay in tech. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I'm. That's
it makes sense, huh?
It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. But mine is terrible. Let's be clear.
Okay, but that's fine. They lost the quarterback, so that means they're going to rally around the new guy, right? They're going to rally around the new guy.
To your point, though.
See?
To your point, you're probably right. Hey, just one point on State before you left State.
Yeah, yeah.
State loses to Boston College, that would be so like State, though. I mean that's a perfect NC State move.
I don't know who else can get out of the way so State can be successful.
Right.
Clemson has eliminated themselves.
Right.
Duke
has
eliminated themselves.
Ray Fires coming.
Who?
Ray Fires.
He was going to eliminate themselves. Carolina just gave up on the season.
Yeah.
So, at this point, they've done everything they possibly can. They've given you the answers to the test. Mm. They've given you the actual test.
Exactly.
With the exception of sitting someone down and saying, hey, fill this out for him.
Right.
And the people on Jeopardy.
What's Raleigh, Jonathan?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to show up. You got to show up to take the test. So
man, I'm trying to tell you. Well, we are here at the SAS Championship right here at Preston Wood Country Club from Cray, North Carolina.
Cray.
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 North Carolina.
You
got
to put a little emphasis on, you know.
Cray, North Carolina.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh.
We get a chance to do this each and every year, and man, we are so honored and pleased to be out here doing it again. But now we have the director of the SAS Championship, Jeff Kleiber, being out here with us. How you doing, Jeff?
We're doing great. And thanks for being out here on this lovely Friday morning.
It is nice. People think we lying about it. We had to take pictures. It's gorgeous out here.
Yeah, he's had probably the prime position for the sunrise this morning.
Exactly. We saw it come
I tell people all the time. I say, look, we get a chance to watch the sunrise.
Exactly.
What better job can you have?
Right.
But this is a great, great opportunity for us to come out here. People that are coming out, you guys do so many things to help engage the fans and the community. Talk about some of the things you guys are going to do differently in light of COVID, but still be able to let people have a lot of good fun when they come out.
Well, I think the reality is we're closer to 2019 for what we're going to be doing the next couple days.
Good.
Than we were, you know, 2020. You know, the only restrictions we have, you know, since we're outside, is the things that we really are doing inside.
Mm.
So, you know, we did convert all of our hospitality to open air. Which was one thing that we did just to make sure, you know, that fresh air is coming through. But we're in a great position this week, and we've got a fantastic field. We've got our food truck Friday fueled by Breeze Through Amoco this afternoon with seven great food trucks after play concludes.
Nice,
we've
nice.
Got our 5K, you know, championship 5K tomorrow morning where you can run the cart path of the back nine before the players get out there and play. So, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of those same events that we did in 2019 are back. Yeah. And our field in our 21st year is probably better than ever.
Talk about the field quickly if you can.
Yeah, so we've got nine of our past champions, including Ernie Els, who's defending champion here. We've got seven World Golf Hall of Famers, including Jose Mario Faba, who's never played here.
Oh, wow.
We've got a couple rookies like Padraig Harrington, three-time major winner, was the captain of the Ryder Cup team for Europe a couple weeks ago. He's never played here. He's only playing in his second event.
Okay.
And you've got an unbelievable Charles Schwab Cup, playoffs coming up. We're the last event before the playoffs start. Bernhard Langer, the 64-year-old Bernhard Langer, is leading the thing. Yes. Won here twice, obviously Hall of Famer. And then you've got Jim Furyk and Jerry Kelly, one of our past champions, hot on his tail. I mean, it's it's probably the most competitive, Schwab Cup in years. Just really close and. Those playoffs start next week after they leave here.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So everybody wants to be in a good position.
Sure.
Going into those playoffs.
So to talk about, can people still attend? And
Tickets are available through SaschChampionship.com. Buy them in advance if you can. If you get here, we'll walk you through the process because it is. We're doing a cashless entry.
Sure.
I've got great volunteers. One of our all of our committees are great. Our admissions committee.
Sure.
We'll be greeting you and making sure you're getting in, no problem. Free parking at Bond Park, and you get shuttled over here, and you get literally dropped off at the first tee.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. Well, let me tell you, the course is in great shape, man. We played it about a week ago.
Yep.
Yeah, had
I think it's only gotten better since you guys played.
Trust me, I know it's gotten better since you played. You probably had to do the whole damn thing over again.
Tell you what, I probably wouldn't know.
The players have been saying all week the greens have never been in as good a shape as they are this week.
Wow.
And I was talking with the superintendent, Lee Hancock, last night, and he was saying – they're proud of where it is.
Yeah.
He's got a very critical eye, and he's a tough judge. But for him to say that, that means the golf course is in great position.
It looks great, man. So I know it's going to be a great weekend. Come out and support. It's great for the community.
It really is. I mean, the YMCA is our host organization. Yep. And the proceeds that have totaled now over 21 years, over $5.2 million, have gone to youth-focused programming, and specifically with the Y, it's their Y
That's
learning
awesome.
Program. That is their standardized after-school tutorial program, and they're starting to get back in schools.
Everything's
getting a little bit closer to normal with what's going on in the schools. We had a couple players actually go to Briarcliff Elementary School on Wednesday with books for the kids, because that program's really working on getting kids to grade level, both reading and math, just giving them a lot of support that they may not have at home to be able to get them to that, key. Those are two key learning, things that you'll need as that's you continue to.
Fundamentals.
Fundamentals was what I was trying to come up with.
We did all the time, so I have. Hey, Jeff, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We do
good
it every
stuff.
Time. Come on. You guys show us a good time. We really appreciate you guys.
Thank you guys for being here. We always enjoy you guys being here, and I just had the buffet. There's plenty of food stuff for you guys.
Thank you.
That's all I need.
My last question.
My day is set.
That's my last question.
My day is set.
Jeff,
you don't get any better than that. That, man.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate
thank you so much.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Wow. We know what we do, but I told you guys, we promised you we had a special, special treat for you.
Yeah.
We had an opportunity to talk to head coach Leonard Hamilton for the Florida State Seminoles when we were in Charlotte at the ACC basketball tip-off, and we decided collectively it'd be a wonderful idea to bring him on and have one more conversation
absolutely
with head coach Leonard Hamilton for the Florida State Seminoles. What's going on, coach? How you doing this morning?
Good morning, fellas. I was just thinking, you guys been treating me like a redhead stepchild. I don't hear from you but one time a year. My feelings are hurt.
Come on, coach. You know we wouldn't do you like that, coach. You know better than that now. Come on.
What you been doing? The only time I see y'all is at the family reunion.
That's how they do, right? That's how
they do you.
Coach, you know we your family. You know we family.
Yeah.
Coach, I just want to say thank you very much for coming on. I want to say thank you for extending such grace that you always extend to us. So we really do appreciate it. And it is our pleasure to have you on this morning. Your frat brother over here, boy, he's something else, boy, I tell you.
Hey, coach, coach, this is Errol Reese. It's really ironic, though. So the day after I get back from we seeing you down in Charlotte, I go to my mailbox and I pull out my Kappa journal. And lo and behold, I was like, I was just with this dude. Hey, congratulations on making the cover. And I tell you, Coach, I found out a lot more about you that I didn't even know. And what I'm talking about is Alpha Turn the Cap Upside. We feature certain brothers on our four times a year journal that comes out. And Brother Hamilton was on the cover and talks a lot about this guy. But, hey, Coach, before we get started, though, I want Michael to play this little clip. K-Mac asked a couple of your players a question about describing you in one word. And this was Malik Osborne that responded to this question. Let's take a listen, then I'll get you to respond out of there.
Man, there's so many words to describe him. One word would be, to describe him, if I have to choose a word, I would say relatable. Like, the thing that is so special about Coach Ham is that, you know, he doesn't see his job as a job. You know, him being a coach, he takes great pride in what he does. He can care, and I don't mean this in any crazy way, but, like, he can care less about the basketball aspect. Like, of course he's the basketball coach, but he cares about you as a person. And that's what makes us go play so hard, not just for ourselves and for our future and for Florida State, but for him, you know.
So, Coach, when you hear those kind of comments, like from Malik, what kind of thoughts come to mind?
Well, I've always had people help me, mentor me. You know, I didn't have the best environment to grow up in, and I've always had people take time, spend special time with me, and I know that I'm where I am in life because of the grace of God. There's no way that I could come from where I started from to be where I am in life without God's grace, and I value that and respect that, and I try to conduct myself as such, and I feel like I'm honoring God by doing the very best with what he gave me. And because I've had so much help along the way and advice, I try to be that to the players who I'm responsible for. And whenever someone trusts you with their most precious gift, that's their child, you have to honor that by doing the very best you can. And I enjoy what we do every day. And as long as I can remember the names on my team, if I don't come out of the locker room at Carolina and accidentally go sit on the Carolina bench because I don't know where I am, I'm going to stay as long as I can, okay?
Well, Coach, I hope you don't come out and sit on the wrong bench. At that point, I know we probably all been around here too long.
Yeah, I know.
If that happens. We're talking with Coach Leonard Hamilton, head basketball coach for the Florida State Seminoles, and Coach is joining us this morning. Coach, you just talked about it. We just played a clip. And some of your players, they talked about, you know, what you meant to them and what you meant to the program. Talk about Florida State basketball and, you know, the program that you've built, the legacy that you've built, and what it takes to sustain that in big-time basketball. Because a lot of people look at it, they think it's really easy. But talk about what that means and what it takes to do that.
Well, you guys recognize us as a result of how many games we win, go to the NCAA tournament, how many kids are put in the NBA, you know, how many Coach of the Year awards I get, and all of those things just from a statistical standpoint. But the most important statistic as a basketball coach, and I think I speak for all the coaches in the ACC, maybe most of the coaches in America, what we really do, we take teenagers and we usher them into young adulthood. That's what we really do. That's the most important thing that we do. And when you look back at your career and you got the watches and the rings and the recognitions and the pats on the back, the most important thing is what are the players who came through your period, what are they doing in life? So you really don't judge a basketball coach until 5 or 6 years after a player has left him. What is he doing with his life, and what influence did you have, and what impact did you have on this youngster that he's having a better way of life, having a good life as a result of being on your supervision? That's when you judge what type of job we've done.
Man, we're talking to North Carolina's own for Gastonia head coach, Miller Hamilton of the Florida State Seminoles. And coach, thank you for joining us on the Sports Shop. We let's talk about your team this year. Give us some pointers in terms of you know, how you feel about your team. I know you hadn't played a game, but I know you guys practicing right now. And I mean, you guys, coach, you put guys in the NBA. You play 100 guys a game. We talk about that all the time. But talk about your team this year and some of the things we can expect.
Well, I think you can expect really more of the same. You know, we try to build a culture where we are unselfish, that we play to each other, we create for each other. The way we play requires us to play a deep rotation because of our offensive system and our defensive system. I think you can expect more or the same. I think we're always underrated because many times the players that we sign, even though we do sign some what you call five-star players, we try to fit the right skill set with the way we feel that we have to play. And sometimes that's not always easy, but I think we have a great mix of youngsters that are enjoying playing the way that we play. And I think you expect us to be the surprise team. You know, we never not really recognized that much at the beginning of the season. But I think at the end of the season, people are going to say, you know, that we have established ourselves. We're not necessarily a blue blood yet, but we're knocking on the door. As our players will say, we are new bloods, and we're not going anywhere.
That's what I'm talking about. That is
outstanding. We're talking with head basketball coach Leonard Hamilton for Florida State Seminoles, and having a great conversation this morning. Pam, you had something for coach?
Yes. First, I just wanted to say hello and congratulations. We are so proud of you being such an amazing North Carolina coach. I see where you were the first African-American head coach in history in the Big East Conference. And then you've gone from that to now you've become the most successful men's basketball coach in the program history for Florida State. And so what I wanted to ask you is kind of like you paving the way, an incredible opportunity for all coaches, but especially black coaches. And so what would be your advice to young black coaches coming up the ranks?
Well, first, I just want to correct one thing. I wasn't the first black head coach in the ACC. I think I might have been in the Big Eight at the time when I had my first job. But I think I don't want to disrespect Big John Thompson because he cast a big shadow.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
It was the Ohio Valley Conference and the SEC. I mean, the Big Eight Conference. But that's behind me.
But, coach, be fair, coach, just jump in. You've been the first black in a lot of places.
Right. That's what it's written. Yes.
Assistant coach. Yeah. Absolutely. Also, UT Martin, first black to play in. I mean, you first black like four or five times, coach. So.
Right. So that's kind of the weight of that.
Yeah.
But you know, I've always felt that I've always just worried about that which I can control. My father gave me a couple of wisdom tidbits many years ago. I think I was around third or fourth grade, and he just said, don't ever let anybody outwork you, and don't make any excuses. And he said, because you can't control, you know, the outcome, but you can control the process by which you operate on it. And I've taken that done that with a lot of pride. Don't just do the very best I can with the talent that you have. And he said, don't ever come to him complaining about the coach, the boss, the supervisor, misjudging you and playing favoritism. He said, because you control the outcome. You can't always control, the outcome, but you can control the process that you operate with. And if the process and the talent meets each other, then the success will come. And by not having anybody to complain to, not having any reason to make any excuses because I'm not being successful, and in your mind, always knowing that you can't let anyone outwork you, that has been probably the reason why at least I've had some measure of success. Because he didn't give me but one outcome, you know, just do the very best you can and let the chips fall where you may. And I've tried to live my life that way.
Outstanding. That's awesome. Talking with head basketball coach Leonard Hamilton for the Florida State Seminoles. And coach, lastly, we're going to let you get out of here, coach. you like to you know like to play around with music a little bit. You got your own record label. What's
man,
going
we still
on,
waiting
coach?
On a CD. Coach,
I mean, what's
he
going on,
the
coach?
CD like 3 years ago.
Yeah, coach.
He still ain't sent the CD.
I apologize, man. I get to packing. I promise you, I'm gonna have to.
That's all right. We're gonna call your people. See, we call your people. We know we can get it done. See. We can get it done. We call you.
Hey, listen, man. I apologize profusely because I really enjoy that aspect. You know, being honest with you, but growing up, never more than 40-50 yards from my church, it meant an awful lot to me. It meant a lot to us. That's kind of the way we led our lives, and I'm very pleased and happy that I've been blessed as well as I have. And if you guys want me to put a little something on for you, then I'm always ready.
Well, you come on with it, then, Coach. I'm just saying, you've been talking that. No, I know you have a label, and I know, and I got this from the journal. You dropped one project, and your other one's going to drop sometime in December, I think you said.
Yeah. Well, you can hear me okay, right?
Yes. Yeah. Come on, Coach.
I'm tell you just a little 30-second spot here. Hold on.
Okay, let's do it then. Look at this. We're going live on the Sports Shop with Coach Lenny Hamilton, baby.
Debut here.
I don't want you guys to get too excited now. I don't want to.
That's awesome.
Hey, Coach, what's funny? Pam, she's a gospel singer too, man. She can sing a little bit too.
Praise and worship leader. We're going to have to do something together on one of these segments.
Now, Pam, now, wait a minute. Now, are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm serious, yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
look here now. You and I need to have a little conversation off the air. You know, Pam, these guys are not ready for me and you.
They're not ready.
They talk that stuff, but they're not ready.
We might put Reese on backup.
See, hey, Coach, I played a little piano. I told you I'm ready. K-Mac same bass. We ready to go, man.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are funny. It should be, man. Hey. Pam, I'm really good in the shower. I just want you to know I can blow in the shower.
I was about to say, I ain't heard Coach Hamilton say one note in 10 years.
Hold on, are we on the air?
We on the air, Coach.
We on the air.
Hold on, man. You know, I know I'm like to have a little something to drink, but
go ahead.
I really love the Lord.
Okay.
Oh, I really love the Lord. That's all I'm going to get. I'm not going to give you too much.
Hey, Coach.
So, Coach, I tell you what we'll do, Coach. Here's what we'll do. Just to give you ample enough time because I don't want you to feel like you're unprepared.
Right.
We'll see you at the ACC tournament in March, and I guarantee we'll deal with it then. You ready?
Right.
You ready, Coach?
But no, we're gonna see him when he come up here, so.
Hey, Pam, listen.
Yes.
You need to get my number and give me a call because, we got something in common. You know what I'm saying?
Would do that.
And listen, these two heathens, man, you got to
wait a minute, Coach.
We will be praying for them.
Hey, Coach, you know, Pam's from Bear Creek. She's from Bear Creek, North Carolina.
Chatham County.
Hey, listen. Barefooted from bare feet.
But Coach, we're gonna let you get out of here, man. This, seriously, we honor the fact that you rolling with us like this. We like to keep it 100. You do it too. And I talked to Chuck, and we're gonna try to do this again more often during the season, Coach, so we can have you on more often.
I've heard that for 3 years.
But no, man, Chuck, I got Chuck Nimmo, so we're gonna work it out now. I done had a Nimmo till last Tuesday. We straight now, Coach.
Okay, but listen, if you guys treat me with a little bit more respect, show me a little more love. That's why I'm gonna deal with the female, because you knuckleheads, man.
That's right. I got you.
What, Coach?
It was a hard time, boy, I tell you. That's all right, Coach. All right, Coach, we're going to let you get out of here. You have a great time, Coach. And don't run them too hard in practice, all right?
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, take care. That's good stuff.
That's all right.
You've been listening to the best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.